On the live line is Evan White. He is the co-author and of this new study out of UC Berkeley. He's the executive director of the California Policy Lab there. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning to you, Pat.
First of all, can you explain to us what a high utilizer is?
Absolutely. Yeah. The problem that Sonoma County faces is similar to many other counties in California, which is that there are a lot of familiar faces who have very complex needs, who are cycling in and out of the county's shelter beds and jail cells and hospital beds. But the way that our systems are set up is quite siloed. So often, you know, somebody, a social worker or a hospital nurse who works in one of those systems really only sees one side of the problem. They might see someone's health information but not understand their history with substance abuse or the fact that they're housing unstable or have a interactions with the criminal justice system. So that makes it difficult to identify some of these very complex needs and some of the cross-system utilization that happens. So what our report does is try and break down some of those silos. We use anonymized data from five different domains in Sonoma County, so health, behavioral health, criminal justice, homelessness, and then human services like public assistance programs. Mm-hmm. And we focused in on the group of folks who are the top 1% of utilizers across those different systems. So these are folks who are very vulnerable segment of the population. They have incredibly multifaceted needs. And on average, they spend almost 2 months in some sort of subsidized stay, so like a homeless shelter or a jail cell or a hospital bed. And although they only account for 1% of the population, they account for over half of the nights in homeless shelters or other sorts of homeless housing situations that the county provides. And they account for over a quarter of the county's jail time and annual behavioral health costs.
Yeah, this is a new report that the California Policy Lab at UC Berkeley has released just this morning. And yes, as Evan says, 1% of Sonoma County residents account for over 25% of jail, shelter, and behavioral health utilization. These are similar figures, Evan, that we have heard in the past few weeks when it comes to the African-American population of this country.
Yeah, that's right. And it's sort of what we see across the rest of the country is no different than in Sonoma. As you know, Sonoma County's black population is relatively small.
Yes.
But their representation among this group of high utilizers was much higher than their proportion in the rest of the population. They were about three times as likely to be a high utilizer, which could very well be because of some of the systemic racism that's been talked about over these last few weeks and some of the systemic disadvantages that happen within the black population.
And your report, Evan, says that it costs Sonoma County about $27,000 a year per person during this five-year study window. What can Sonoma County leaders learn from this report?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we've been working with county leadership for about 3 years on this project, and I give a lot of kudos to the county for taking the first step in this process, which a lot of other counties do not do, which is simply try and understand this cross-system utilization. It is no easy thing to try and link together these anonymized data to try and understand how these different systems interact. And so I think the county has taken a huge step, first of all, in just sort of identifying the population, understanding some of the risk factors that have come up in our report. And then the county has already developed what they're calling an interdepartmental multidisciplinary team, which is a mouthful. But the goal of this team is to try and coordinate care for some of these folks who are, let's call them shared clients across these different systems.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good step in the right direction. I think the report also points to some risk factors that seem to be very common among these high utilizers, things like having a dual diagnosis in both substance abuse and mental health.
Mm-hmm. Very common.
Very common thing.
Yep.
And so I think that points to potential, you know, risk factors and intervention points. You know, if you're thinking about people who are being discharged from hospitals or jails or shelters, that might be an intervention point to provide services that link them to other systems, if in fact they are these sort of cross-system utilizers.
It's a very interesting study when it comes to Sonoma County residents. Evan, is this report available to the public?
Yes, you can find it on our website, which is capolicylab.org. And I believe the county will also be posting it on their website as well.
Very good, as we shall post it on ours too. It is the brand new report out just this morning about, there's a lot of crossover. 1% of Sonoma County residents account for over 25% of jail, shelter, and behavioral health utilization. Evan White, co-author of that study and executive director of the California Policy Lab at UC Berkeley, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on.